My God, this has been the most epic week of 2020 and pretty much the past 3 years in terms of crypto price action. And in case you weren't privy, this past Friday, the term HODL was created. Where did it come from? A post titled, "I am HODLing," is yelled out by user GameCubie on the Bitcoin Talk forums, the most popular place for Bitcoiners to hang out at in the early days. It was December 18th, 2013, at the top of the second 2013 bull market cycle. In spring of 2013, the price of Bitcoin went from $10 to $260, and in the winter, from $100 to $1,200. HODLing is what we all need to embrace in the coming year in the present bull market cycle, because $1 invested in Bitcoin at its first market price would be worth $29.8 million today. That dollar invested in gold would be worth a Snickers bar. $29 million Snickers bar. Let this be a lesson to us all going forward. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Last Week Crypto. Every Sunday, we review the performance of the largest cryptocurrencies, top gainers, as well as the latest global news stories affecting the crypto markets this past week. This week, we will discuss government incompetence, incompetence among the economists, impending crypto regulations, and cryptocurrencies price explosion. To check out the links to all the articles we discuss, go to cryptokc.com/lastweekcrypto. This week's episode is brought to you by Crypto.com, an exchange with over 55 different cryptocurrencies. On Crypto.com's mobile app, you can buy crypto with bank transfers, credit, debit cards, or crypto at true cost with no markups. Crypto.com also has a desktop exchange that is solely for crypto-to-crypto trading, which isn't available in the US quite yet. If you use the link below to sign up for Crypto.com, you'll receive $25 worth of cryptocurrency for free when you use the referral code CryptoCasey, all while supporting the channel. It's so important to have relationships with multiple exchanges in this bull market. Many times, exchanges have to hold funds, freeze transactions, and lock accounts when they are overloaded with increased demand. So check out my list of recommended exchanges below to sign up so you have multiple options to trade when trading activity spikes. Also, every Wednesday, I conduct a weekly AMA or Ask Me Anything at Instagram.com/CryptoCasey. So use the link to my one and only official Instagram account listed in the description area to follow me and ask me anything you want every Wednesday. I will be starting to live stream content on my twitch.tv/CryptoCasey account, so pop over there to subscribe for some weekly live content soon. Awesome. It's time for Last Week Crypto. Looking at the top cryptocurrencies by market cap, Bitcoin up a mind-blowing 26.7%, ETH on its coattails up an astonishing 18.8%, XRP prematurely pumped by old Ripple for its Flare airdrop, only up 3.9%, and Litecoin up an unbelievable 47.8%, fam. Looking at the top gainers this week, Champion up 187.3%, Elrond up 79.6%, Swissborg, one of my favorite alts, up 65.4%, and Zilliqa up 63.6%. An absolutely historic week for crypto at large. Let's dig into some kindling that is fueling this fire in the form of none other than ridiculous, blatant government incompetence, as well as the incompetence displayed by the economists' opinions they rely upon, shall we? Starting from the top, no surprise here, the US dollar is getting crushed. Here's why you can thank the Fed. The US dollar fell sharply versus major currencies Thursday, with bears taking the Federal Reserve's reassurance that it won't be soon tapering its bond purchases as a green light to sell the currency. I mean, why would anyone want to hold this bogus candy wrapper fiat currency? After all, average inflation has been 2.7% over the last 100 years. If you put $100 in your mattress in 1920, in terms of purchasing power, it would only be worth $6.66 today. What a racket, right? You know what else is a racket? How the totality of the US Congress somehow manages to exhibit more procrastination than me personally, which is quite a feat if I'm being completely forthright with you guys. Check it out. Congress working on 2-day funding extension hours before government shutdown. And as much as I'd like to continue to baffle and poke fun at the US government's immature gridlock over stimulus consensus, it's getting too grim for jests at this point. Here are 5 stark measures that show rising American suffering as Congress stalls on aid. More people in poverty, going hungry, trouble paying the bills, falling behind on rent or mortgage, and fear about losing wages loom. Meanwhile, GOP Senator blocks bill to provide $1,200 stimulus checks. GOP Senator Ron Johnson on Friday blocked an effort to pass a second round of stimulus checks, arguing coronavirus relief needs to be targeted in raising concerns about the country's debt. Targeted? Target at what, buddy? Concerns about the country's debt? Oh, no. That ship has sailed and is too far gone at this point. These politicians are so far removed and so out of touch with reality that I think the only things that truly capture the mindset of the average US politician at this point are memes. I mean, this one in particular speaks volumes when considering how a squabble over a measly $1,200 stimulus to struggling American citizens across the nation quickly degrades into an even more scant $600. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it's 9 months of food, rent, and utilities, Michael. What could it cost? $600? Christ, Nancy, maybe back in 1940 when you were born, but not even close in 2020, babe. Despicable. But who can really blame her when the incompetent government running the show bases their actions off of even more incompetent or flat-out lying, dishonest economists, like, for example, the UBS chief economist who states, "There is no inflation. Consumers are just imagining it." Bro, look at this chart. That miserable green line at the bottom is income growth over the last 20 years. The other lines depict costs like college, healthcare, and housing. Is he right that there is no inflation, and it is just a mass psychosis among ordinary consumers that prices are going up? Just make sure to ignore that aforementioned chart. We are confident that readers will be cool, calm, and collected when responding to this latest example of Wall Street research. Unfortunately, this is not the only display of chicanery that is a complete, utter insult to our intelligence. In another display of incompetence, economist David Rosenberg asserts that Bitcoin is in a massive bubble and investors don't understand how its supply works. David, brother, listen. I don't know, man. Is this really a narrative you want to get behind? You know what? I'll let him have the floor a moment longer. I mean, after all. Known for identifying the housing market bubble in 2005, David Rosenberg is the chief economist and strategist at Rosenberg Research and Associates. Ooh, lordy mama. Okay, carry on. David told Bloomberg he believes Bitcoin is in a bubble and investors don't understand how its supply works. Everybody seems to believe that we're going to get to that 21 million cap on the supply constraint, but there's really nothing in the protocol to suggest that the supply of Bitcoin can't go up once we hit that limit, the economist said. Fam, I can't even. I don't even know where to start addressing that vastly misinformed conclusion this renowned economist has come to. Because even if we ignore everything else and focus on the fact that the very last Bitcoin is not poised to be mined until the year 2140, that's right, 2140. I'll say it louder for the people in the back. The year 2140 is when the 21 million Bitcoin cap will likely be reached, which, in case you didn't realize, is 120 years from now. David, buddy, I can almost guarantee you every last one of us watching this video right now will be dead before the year 2140. Your argument that we don't even know if the 21 million Bitcoin supply constraint in the protocol will hold up, so we shouldn't invest in Bitcoin, is like telling someone 120 years ago that they shouldn't invest in fossil fuels because 150 years in the future from that moment in time, batteries and solar power will definitely render it worthless. I don't know about you, but in my lifetime, I'm a bet on Bitcoin. And if it turns out at 21 million and one Bitcoin turns out in the year 2140, you know, 120 years from now, I guess the people that precede us will cross that bridge when they get there. At the end of the day, a misinformed scrub like David is the least of our worries, turning our attention to more informed individuals. Crypto is at a fork in the road, OCC leader Brooks says. Brian Brooks, the acting head of the US Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, said crypto regulation could either focus on safety for participants or could undo all progress. Because as we've covered in previous episodes, the US Treasury is said to weigh new crypto transaction reporting rule aimed at self-hosted wallets. And the next day we see, FinCEN proposes new KYC rules for crypto wallets. The US Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, has released a proposed rule that would instill record-keeping and reporting requirements for transactions by or to a bank or money service business involving an unhosted or otherwise covered wallet. Excuse me? Involving a what? Guys, the government, these economists, and the US Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, the lot of them have absolutely zero clue what the hell they are talking about. No, literally nobody calls them unhosted wallets. Frick your government propaganda. But there is a silver lining. We do have someone going to bat for us, a woman at that. In fact, we've talked about her in previous episodes. US Senator-elect rails against potential crypto wallet ruling. Rumored upcoming crypto wallet regulation gains further opposition, this time from Cynthia Lummis, a recently elected Wyoming senator. Lummis is not the only government leader who has expressed concern over the possible legal move. A number of congressional members also recently resisted against the thought of such legislation. Additionally, Coinbase's CEO, Brian Armstrong, warned of the consequences stemming from such a regulatory change. Now, before you go spiraling into a tizzy over the imposition of regulations on unhosted wallets, let's check out a flurry of tweets from Andreas Antonopoulos that put the implications of these regulations into perspective. Headline: FinCEN reveals devastating new cryptocurrency controls. Not entirely indomitable, right? How about this? The amended plan after public comment period and consultation with cybersecurity experts. Still yet. Bitcoin users freaking out over new insurmountable barriers. FinCEN declares victory as illicit money is eradicated. Translation: I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well. All in all, mission accomplished. Ha! I mean, you have to admit, their strategery is commendable, even if they have greatly misunderestimated the depth and extent of this undertaking. Bottom line, on the FinCEN rules, as Antonopoulos predicted, if you try to make payments from a regulated exchange, they will require additional verification and will report your transactions to the government. If you use your own wallet, they can't and won't control or report on you. And y'all already know where I'm going with this. This is why you should transfer your cryptocurrency investments to your own cold storage hardware wallets, where you own, control, and manage your cryptocurrency without third-party intermediaries. So the best time to get a cold storage hardware wallet was yesterday. The next best time is today. So scroll down to the description area below to access the correct and official sites of my recommended hardware wallets. BC Vault is my personal favorite. Another option is the Ledger Nano Backup Pack, so scroll down and check them out. And once your crypto is secure and protected, you also need to protect your ability to generate income. And there are a ton of opportunities currently available in the cryptocurrency and blockchain tech space, and the opportunities will continue to exponentially increase. So if you are interested in learning how to become a developer in the industry or learn more about the advanced technical concepts of blockchain technology, check out Ivanon Tech's Academy. Using the link in the description area, you can access the Academy at a discounted price. So scroll down and check it out. Nice. Now, let's touch on a flurry of bullish Bitcoin news. As Bitcoin surges, prominent cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase aims to go public. And if it wasn't obvious, this is huge news. Sure, there are other publicly traded companies in the USA with a stake in crypto, but none remotely like Coinbase. The fact that a crypto exchange is suitable for public listing sends a massive signal of legitimacy to the finance world. And an outlook 180 degrees contrary from the misinformed Rosenberg, making assumptions based on something none of us will be here to see for in our lifetime, that being the final Bitcoin mined 120 years from now, Bitcoin should be worth $400,000 based on its scarcity and value versus gold, according to Guggenheim's Scott Minard. Other institutions are subscribing to that narrative as well. Ruffer Investment confirms massive Bitcoin buy of $744 million. Also, $1 billion in Bitcoin and Ether. One River hedge fund to increase holdings from $600 million. Speaking of Ether, I still believe Ether can hit 1K before the end of the year as CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, announces Ether futures contracts. Oh yeah, game time? Microsoft adopts Ethereum blockchain for gaming royalties. And if those news stories weren't bullish enough for you, there's now $1 billion worth of Ethereum locked up in ETH2. Current figures represent an increase of approximately 3,500% in just over 1 month. The more Ether locked up in ETH2, the less ETH circulating, which creates a supply shortage and upward price pressure. And Ether has been so severely undervalued for so long, it is truly mind-boggling. I mean, some people think that $10,000 for ETH is crazy, but I'm serious. With all of the big institutional investors clamoring for Bitcoin and Ether since the onset of COVID, $100,000 per Bitcoin and over $1,000 per ETH are definitely in the cards for 2021, albeit conservatively. At the end of the day, the risk-reward equation for crypto is off the charts right now. If you play your cards right, then you can make life-changing money in the coming months. Don't mess it up. Remember to take profits. Awesome. Well, that was Last Week Crypto with me, Crypto Casey. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like this video and subscribe to my channel for more crypto content. To check out the links to all the articles we discussed, go to cryptokc.com/lastweekcrypto. So are you in the green after this momentous week in the crypto markets? Are you ready for an impending altcoin rally following Bitcoin's all-time high? Are you ready for the insane year that will be 2021? Let me know in the comments below. Be safe out there.